Jay Jackson, attorney mediator and lecturer of negotiation and conflict resolution for Baylor's MBA program, Rachel Woods, is also founder of Leadership Trek Corporation. Ms. Woods, you help people become more effective leaders. Tell us about the link between effective leadership and trust.
The very nature of leading involves winning the hearts and minds of others on whom we need to be effective. Trust truly is a foundation of any collaborative relationship. Managers who lack trust, on the other hand, cannot lead by the very definition of leadership. They can only manage by virtue of their formal authority. Now, what I mean by that is, you know, if you're familiar with the idea of someone who's a true leader versus someone who has a title of a boss or a manager, and we'll do the work for a boss, you know, but our motivation level and our productivity will not compare.
Mm-hmm. So how does one help build trust like that on a team or with a team? What are some things that a leader can do?
Well, there are all kinds of ways of building trust, as there are ways to lose it really fast. But in our work, a lot of times it actually involves different activities and exercises that we use with teams. One of them that we do, we call Himalayan Trail, and that involves taking a group of managers, and we put them into groups. We have one group that is considered the mountaineers, and the other are the Sherpa mountain guides who are leading the mountaineers up the trail to Everest, right? So the mountaineers start off blindfolded, and then they are led through this path by their colleague or partner, who's the Sherpa, right? So we've asked the managers who were being led or who were blindfolded how that felt. You know, what was that like being in that role? And you get very interesting feedback. One, we have several examples here. One, someone said they just felt out of control. They felt confused or scared, very dependent. One said, I felt stupid. I was very concerned about making sure I didn't let my leader down. But the most important ones that we hear over and over again are just the words fear, scared. And I like to underline this. This says, like it was a choice to trust. So what matters is taking this activity, the Himalayan activity, and transferring this to the workplace context. And so leaders should communicate with employees often and consistently. By often, I mean communicate constantly. You should know them. You should let them know you. And then consistently, we don't just communicate with them, you know, send them a memo and talk to them in the halls and then not talk with them for several months. So this is something we have to be consistent about. People know when we're being genuine. The other thing is to be very specific. It alleviates confusion and frustration, feelings of self-doubt. And everyone wants to know what's expected of them and to be given specifically what they need to be successful. So these are things to be keeping in mind, and also just to be confident. You know, trusted leaders know who they are, what they believe, and where they are going.
Thanks, Ms. Woods. Rachel Woods is the owner of LTREC, an attorney, and a lecturer at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.